Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay, so you have a husband and he dies in an accident and you and your best friend witness it. And then you and your best friend a year later have another accident and you need to survive a scary situation. But you find out your best friend was having an affair with your husband from even before the two of you got married, but you need them to help you survive. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
What is the disdain for the hot take?
You just swallow it and fucking survive. I don't know.
Okay, it's a pretty... I think I know what this movie is, and it's, like, really scary. I think you should have spoiled what the situation is.
Okay.
What's the scary situation that you have to survive?
The situation raises the stakes.
Okay, so your best friend is, like, an adventure travel YouTuber, and she comes to you and convinces you that because the two of you used to be professional climbers together, and she's like, we have to go climb this abandoned TV tower out in the middle of the desert.
Oh.
It's the fourth tallest man-made structure in the country.
Isn't she like, you should do this again because like you did this before and it'll help you get over your fear?
Exactly. You will. Okay.
And
the
honestly,
husband is killed in a climbing accident.
Don't trust that friend, first of all.
Yeah, that's a good call.
But okay. Yeah.
She does get us in a lot of trouble. I found myself screaming at the screen quite often at Hunter.
Mm.
But, you know, in the end, she won me over at the very end. So it's revealed that, oh, this husband is so fucking horrible, too. Worst husband on the planet.
So it's kind of like good thing he's dead.
Kind of good thing he's dead.
Yeah.
So Becca is the main character. Hunter is her best friend. Becca's
what is this?
The movie Fall.
Okay.
Which is a sequel to, right? Is it a sequel?
Mm.
Oh,
so, like,
no.
The Descent, because it's up, it's down.
Well, The Descent would also be down. So Fall is down.
No,
Descent
Fall
is down.
Up. You're like on the top of this TV tower.
No, but it's scary that you might
you
fall.
You do not fall
see
up.
The ground.
You can't tell me that you fall
they
up.
They climbed up.
They
and
climbed
they were avoiding.
Up.
So it would be the sequel to Climb.
The titular Fall was the impending threat.
Fall
they were
the
trying
threat.
To yes. avoid that.
I thought that from the conceit of the movie that it was a sequel to one in which she did the same exact thing with the husband.
That's really funny.
Oh.
So, like, she and the husband have this whole adventure where they're clinging to the top of a little thing. He dies. And then the sequel's, like, the friend being like, yo.
We got to do this again.
We got to do this again.
Get the gang back together.
No, I see why you don't like Hunter
then
if that's what you think is happening.
Yeah. Okay. So
no, she was just like, when you climb this, like, then fear. I mean, she talks like an asshole. She's like, you're going to kick fear in the dick, and then you'll never fit. Yeah. You'll face all your fears forever.
Not like other girls. I drink whiskey and I eat steak. Okay.
She kind of has that vibe. Tits for clicks.
Tits for clicks. Okay. That is very scary that you're stuck up there.
That's very scary. You're so high.
And you're angry, though. You're so angry.
Mm-hmm.
The whole, you climbed upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Stairs gone.
What happened to them? They fell down?
They fell down. You almost fell down with them.
Oh, my God.
You get to the top, and you're like, oh, so glad I survived. But then you look down, and you're like, Oh, no more shit. Stairs.
There's no way to get stairs. Back down. And Hunter's already up there. This bitch
you're
already up there.
You're both up there and you're on a little platform that's like maybe 3 feet.
It's like
maybe
that
5 feet.
Portion of your sofa. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to do it for the audience.
Oh. I'm like, but Mogi, I could see it clearly.
You've also seen the movie. you don't need this everything. Space described to you.
Okay, I'll back off for a second. You're right, Mogi.
No,
I think you're just delicate because I didn't like your hot take. I do like it.
It's a good hot take, but like it is a hot take where what are your two options?
Like what? Just throw yourself off of the fucking thing or stay up there?
Or start making out with her.
Or kick her off?
They don't have a make-out time.
They don't have a make-out
time. You're tied together.
Yeah, they stay harnessed. They like harness to each other off and on. That was a really fucking sad moment when the ladder falls, mm-hmm. and then they're like, "Oh my god, that was so scary." Okay, let's get out of here. And they put on their harnesses again and like clip together, and then look and realize that they're fucking stuck up there. It was really good. There was like corny ass shit to it, but I give it a fucking solid B-.
I like
loved
corny.
It.
I like corny sometimes.
Yeah. Corny can be okay.
Do you guys like those kinds of Survivor movies?
I do. Like, oh, these white people are trapped in a strange way.
Or like the one where they're on a ski.
The ski lift.
The ski lift gondola? One.
Yeah.
A gondola. And then it breaks down, but it's like a 5-day weekend or something. I don't know. For some reason, the ski place is going to be closed for 5 days, yeah. and there's wolves.
Oh.
How do the wolves affecting you? If you're up.
If you're up in the gondola.
You can't jump.
Your only help is to go get help.
I see. Or I love when they're like, oh, we're trapped. Crawl. Where that one bitch is trapped with the alligators.
With the gators.
The gators. Or the one where the shallows, where the lady's trapped with the sharks.
What's her name?
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively. She's trapped with the sharks.
Or Open Water. The one that started it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's next week.
Yeah, I really was just trying to change the subject.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to perfectly. I just said a thing.
Right, okay.
Wait, are we doing sharks next week?
No.
Don't worry about it.
We'll find out next week.
Okay.
We're doing violin ships.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. Survivor ships is next week.
This would have been a great hot take for that.
I honestly forgot both ships. Like, I was like, we could go anywhere. Yeah. I would follow you guys into the fire.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Should we have just made this the transition to Survivor?
Oh, no, it's okay.
So, like, should we for the future next time we start
next
transitioning
we
to something?
Sure.
We'll be different people at that time, though.
Who knows what we'll want?
Yeah,
there's
that's
like
true.
50 years of improv experience in this room, Patrick. We probably would have been able to.
I know.
Roll
and like 49 of them are yours.
Yeah, if we never mentioned, Patrick is an old man.
I'm an old man. Sort of true.
You're young. You're young. It's the
I'm
new
so
20.
Young. But have you? Okay. The violin thing.
Yeah.
Sure. Violence. What about them?
So what about them? So is this movie Chevalier?
Yeah, Chevalier. We've all seen the trailer.
We've all seen the trailer like a bunch of times,
spicy,
right?
Spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spicy.
I love stuff that's spicy back then.
Yeah.
Love that. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I love it.
That Versailles shit.
Oh yeah.
Everyone's a freak and they all
wearing
stink.
Masks.
Yeah.
They've all got like frilly like cuffs and collars.
Yeah,
I mean,
it takes them so long to unbutton their shirts.
So long.
Torture.
These guys are like doing violin battles where it's like.
Yet none of you will watch Taboo with me.
It's not the same.
Taboo is that, but like, what if they also had mud caked on them?
But also, what if this was about like a real estate problem for a long time?
It's about international trade routes, okay?
Dirty people talking about trade routes, not what we're
talking
about.
Well,
no,
it's the
right
clean
now.
Ones who are more concerned, but you know they stink too because they're
for
not bad.
Birthday, for your birthday, we will all sit down.
And watch episode 3 of Taboo when they finally fuck.
Oh, it's just 3? I was going to say we would go through all of them.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's do it.
I've already wrote
you
guys.
You already got us to what episode. Why would
signed, you signed it. You signed it when you sat down.
I did. I signed it with my butt.
With your butt. Okay. So violins.
So yeah, violins.
He's a violinist.
He plays the violin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good at it.
He's like the best at it. And people keep challenging him to like one-on-one violin duels.
This is like Creator Clash, but like back then.
Yeah, that's right. It may be a function of just like the way a trailer is cut together.
Yeah.
And I know I'm an insufferable geek about this, but the violin playing in that movie looks fucking awful.
Is it fake as shit looking?
It looks fake as shit.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Which is like it. Like being a string player is just like a hang up for me that I will never be able to shake.
Right.
And I know it's annoying. Like,
so you can't see this movie.
No, I can't.
No.
Like, I just can't see it. Like, if there's violin playing in a movie, it's got to be like red violin quality or better.
Mm-hmm.
Red violin quality is good.
Red violin quality is super good.
Right.
Where they would like.
Did they do inserts of someone else's hands?
Yeah. Well, and just like would put like someone else's hands on another character with computers. With computers. And
I definitely thought it was practical, like someone hiding behind them wearing the same sleeve.
It's like a Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Game. It actually is Ryan Stiles, yeah. Believe it or not.
Violin prodigy Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie. They're both great at it.
Oh.
But so, yeah, I know I can't watch that movie. Sorry. It's the same reason I quit like 10 minutes into Master and Commander, which I know is supposed to be a good movie. But they're like, the dude's playing cello. And I'm like, I can't.
Oh, that's so
I
funny.
Don't know that that's a big part of that movie.
It's enough of the movie that like it just looks like fake bullshit to me. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't engage with the rest of it.
Wow. I'm like that with knitting. I mean, I don't actually leave the movie.
Yeah.
But I notice very clearly, especially when someone's crocheting and they say they're knitting.
Mm. Oh, that's annoying, though.
So annoying.
Because I'm like, crochet is one.
They're very different. You use different tools.
Yeah.
You use different motions.
One's a hook, one's a needle, dumbass.
Makes different stitches.
Yeah, that's annoying. I can't think of anything that I'm like that about for movies. I think I'm not good enough at anything specifically.
You're good at so many things.
To be annoyed. I mean, I guess if someone's like long distance running and they're like doing the worm, would be annoying.
I mean, that's sort of the equivalent when you're watching like a string quartet in like a movie where right. you're just like, none of those assholes are doing anything near that.
Yeah. How did Tar go?
Oh, Tar's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because
well, like she's yeah. not.
As a person who knows nothing, they all look like they were playing their instruments.
No, perfectly. I think a lot of them are playing their instruments. Yeah. I think a lot of like the orchestras are
were real musicians.
Yeah.
And what as about? You shared with us when that movie came out, the getting screamed at by a crazy conductor really spoke to you.
Oh, yeah. 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 No, whereas like, oh, yeah, this is legit. This is the experience of knowing a conductor.
Really?
So there's a point in Tar where she falls down and gets like two black eyes and like it just her face is all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And she the next day is like conducting the orchestra and she steps up and you know like you can tell everyone's reacting to this wound that she just got. And she's like, oh, you should see the other guy. But and it's like that kind of from the podium humor where it's just like that's a fucking conductor. Like
yeah.
that is true to life.
Wow.
Lydia Tar did nothing wrong.
Lydia Tar did nothing wrong.
She did nothing wrong.
Oh my God. Wow. Interesting side of history that you're on.
I stand by it. Do we have any violin ships?
I have a violin ship.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys know Star Trek, the Next Generation.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So they have a very advanced android aboard. He's a scientific officer, I believe. His name is Data, and he has been programmed to perfectly imitate any of these like long lists of classical violinists who Patrick probably knows the name of and I do not. But he's like this fantastic, beautiful violinist. And Picard puts on little like recitals and things for guests when they come aboard the Enterprise. And Data kind of has this like, not a moral quandary, but often Data questions what level of humanity he's entitled to.
Yeah.
And so the expressiveness of this art is kind of like a quandary to him because it's like very mathematic and it's like a recital, but there's no like feeling or improvisation to it from his end, but the humans still have this emotional reaction to it.
Yeah.
So that's like a classic Data sort of.
I miss TNG, man.
It's so fucking good, right?
Oh.
And I ship him with his like, In show, on ship, his fucking BFF, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know why they can't just become boyfriends. Data and Geordi, Geordi LaForge.
Totally.
Yeah, 100%. Data and Geordi, right? Yeah. For sure.
They're so good together.
Yeah.
Like, Geordi is so, like, practical and reserved most of the time, but when he gets excited about something, because he's a fucking huge nerd and, like, just loves his little projects and shit, and then Data just callously like pokes little holes in it.
Yes.
Oh, it's the cutest. I love them together so much.
I love that. I love that Geordi is like patient with him too. Like it would be so easy to lose your shit at Data.
Yeah.
And like, does Geordi ever lose his shit at Data?
No, I think he.
I feel like they're always chill.
He like gives like a little like look.
Yeah.
Like, there's a little moment for camera, but no, I don't think he's ever been cruel to him. There's that one.
Is Jordy ever a little dickhead?
I can't remember her name. There's that one bitch who's really mean to Data, and she like purposely calls him Data to like annoy him.
Oh my god!
She was only in season one, I think, or maybe season two.
She's that mean blonde girl that
dies.
She
was like a doctor. No, not her. Not her.
Oh, the mean doctor.
The mean doctor who hated Data.
I'm trying to remember. I don't recall her. Darn.
Yeah, but Jordy's much nicer than that lady.
Data was one of my first crushes.
Really?
When I was a kid.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do go on.
I mean, that was it. It was a very like vague idea of like crushing, mm-hmm. but I was just like, I like Data.
I just got the laser disc of the original staging of Sunday in the Park with George, and Brent Spiner is in it.
Cool.
Nice.
That's
awesome.
I got very excited.
That's
to see
really
Data
cool.
In that.
Hell yeah.
It's also Manny Patinkin and Bernadette Peters, so it like rules.
Oh, that rips.
Yeah. But then, yeah, surprise Brent Spiner in there as well.
Bonus. So cool. I also like, too, that Jordy is of the, to me, he's the most human. Like, he has, I don't know, just like such, I don't know how to describe it. It's like this punchy humanity when he gets excited about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that I feel like everyone else is so much more like, what's it called? Like, structured and like,
Composed.
That's the word. Yeah. Everyone else is so composed. And then to pair him with Data, I just think that's really cool.
Yeah. And Jordy has like by far the most compassion on the ship.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, and it's out there open on his sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really like, really cares about like, just the rest of the crew and like his, like respects people's boundaries and just like what makes them happy and stuff. He's really, really good boyfriend material.
Yeah. Really good boyfriend material.
Yeah. That's cute. I like that comment.
Really
thank you. Anyone else have?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
A violin ship?
I do. Okay. So you know how, you know who is famous for playing the violin? I think playing the violin. I thought he plays. When thinking?
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes. Okay. So Sherlock Holmes, he has like all these different adventures and they're very varied. But okay, so he gets called for this like particular mystery and they're like, we need you to come to Austin, Texas because.
What Sherlock is this? Is this a modern Sherlock?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, great.
Okay, great.
Just to get you kind of. Who is this? So he goes to Austin, Texas. And
bring Martin Freeman with him.
Yeah, Martin Freeman's there. And you know, Martin's like simping on him the whole time. That's fine. And he's like, they're like, we have this like very strange mystery where like
I don't know where this is going. I feel like everyone else is ahead.
Where like the bats are acting really weird. The bats that go every night. You know, the bats.
Yeah, the bats.
Yeah. But they're acting really weird. Like they're like flying very erratically and like some of them.
Oh, Kelly.
Like some of them like
verging into problem territory.
Some of them go missing and then they come back and they're like stronger. It's weird.
Someone's like training the bats?
Yeah. Someone that like considers the bats a brother.
Like doing experiments?
Yeah.
Them?
For
like
science.
Like a scientist.
Oh, a scientist.
I just got there.
Yeah.
Is this three in a row?
I think so.
I actually got really scared when we realized that we were doing this because I thought we were doing the other one. So I was going to like do a little trick and like do a non.
You're going to do a trick like do what we do on the show, which is ship different people each week.
Okay, but. Okay, so, well, maybe you don't know.
I don't know where this is going.
So, okay, so Sherlock's like, damn, what the hell?
Perfect Sherlock dialogue. Damn, what the hell?
These bats are crazy. And he's like, I gotta figure out who's like, where are they going? So, he like sees that one of the bats has like some dust on it or something. And he's like, oh, that's the dust that I noticed like over in this area. And he like follows the area of dust. And I didn't really think this part through.
Well, he does Sherlock.
You can never keep up with it.
We are all Watson in this, right? Where we're like, what? Like, you did something with dust. And he's like, yeah, obviously. So then he sees this like sewer opening and he's like, what is in here?
What is
the bats are going in there.
Okay.
And they're coming out and they're like really strong.
Whoa.
And so he goes down there and Watson's like, you can't go down there. And he's like, but I'm Sherlock. I have to. So he goes down there. And he's like, wow, the person that's doing experiments down here is like really smart, like almost as smart as me. And then he's like, almost. And he like turns around and
who is it?
It's
who's down there, Kelly?
What's their general like vibe all about?
Like kind of like scary, kind of like bat-ish. Definitely a scientist. Perhaps someone would say a doctor named after the angel himself, Michael Morbius.
Is he actually named after the Archangel Michael? is that true?
Is that part of the lore?
I think that's part of the lore if you look at like archiveofourown.org.
/Kelly archive.
If you happen to read all of the fics that were Morbius / anything.
Yeah, if you happen to read the 400,000 words plus.
Slow Morbius burn. / why your name.
So... he's like, whoa, this scientist guy is like so smart. And like, oh, also like to get in, there was like a puzzle and Sherlock
solved. Figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so like, they're like, wow, battle of the wits. This is crazy. And Sherlock's kind of like, I don't really know why the city of Austin asked me to come solve this mystery. But they just do crazy bat sex all over the place. And then like Watson's like, they're a bit sad. He sits
is this
in like,
a long-term thing or is just a fling?
Fling. Okay. They can't
just,
stay.
This is just South by weekend.
Yeah. He's got to go back
so
to London.
Above ground is pandemonium.
Wait, you can't have a bunch of strong bats flying around during South by?
Yes, exactly.
The mayor called. He was like, I'm not closing South by.
I can't close South by. This is our biggest thing that we do.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Solve the big bat problem.
We can't have Greek bats.
So Sherlock is like the Quint that they called in?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Got everyone's attention by scratching the chalkboard?
Yeah. Exactly.
But he did it with his violin bow.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, and by the way, Dr. Morbius is like, are you the one that's been playing the violin at nights? Because like I've been able to hear it because of my super hearing. Mm-hmm. And I've been like very entranced by it because I think you're really talented. And he's like, that's not even the best thing that I do. I'm better at solving mysteries. And he's like, wow, your brain is like so sexy. And then Watson's like, I'm here.
Watson like goes and gets some fucking cornbread and white gravy. He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, he's at the Salt Lick. He's hanging out.
The thing that I like about this is that like as it gets Sherlock's like wheel spinning about like the possibility of having sex with Dr. Michael Morbius, that like we then see the sort of like anatomic breakdowns in his head like floating past
him.
Yeah. These like dumb visualizations that like glow a little bit of like a butt.
Yeah. It's like the Da Vinci like Fibonacci thing. Like a butt.
The Vitruvian Man.
Yeah, Vitruvian Man, that's what it is. Yeah, and honestly, like, he likes to... Oh. And then Dr. Michael Morbius is like, you know, if you wanted to, like, superpower your brain, like, I have bat stuff that I can, like, do to you.
Whoa.
That will make you, like, super. And Sherlock does contemplate it, right? Yeah. Because he has problems saying no.
Right.
He is an addict. And... Watson has to like tear him away from it, and like he never really forgives Watson deep down, and their relationship is fractured forever.
Aww.
That's my ship.
That's good. It's good. Okay.
Wait, what was the order in which you guys figured it out? I think Ryan was maybe first.
Yeah, I didn't know that Austin was the home of Michael Morbius.
It's not.
Okay.
Okay, so
we just needed a fresh crop of bats.
You really threw me.
We were trying to decode Austin.
I was like, Austin. I thought it was going to be someone from Friday Night Lights. I didn't know where we were going.
Oh, wow. That would be great. No.
No.
He just went there because of the bats.
Because the bats in Austin make sense.
Well, yeah, that's what originally drew me
yeah,
to
that
it.
Makes
and
sense.
Dr. Michael Morbius, to be honest.
You guys are so similar.
Thanks.
Because he's from, like, Seattle?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know where he's from.
I feel like he's near the ocean.
A Morb head. I feel like I should know.
He's a New York guy, right?
I feel like maybe New York.
Okay.
Because like he's frequently a Spider-Man.
He is in New York. Yes. Yeah. Because in Midnight Suns, when you first get him, he's in New York.
Clear the bingo card.
And Spider-Man tells him, says, oh, my friend here. And like you go to New York because you have to go on the New York map. Not the American Southwest. So I know he's not from the American Southwest.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Austin was a red herring there.
It was only
you were
the
trying
bats.
To trick us.
I was only trying to get to bats.
Yeah.
Super bats, I think, is where I cottoned on.
Super bats. Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, thanks, guys, for listening.
Woof.
I've got a violin ship.
Okay.
Which is maybe more of a fiddle ship.
Mm.
I love fiddles, though. Something in my blood, man.
There is a sort of Dave Matthews-esque jam band called Barefoot Peddler on the TV show Happy Endings.
Mm-hmm.
And Barefoot Peddler is a band that our gang used to like to see when they were in college. And they all have plans to see Barefoot Peddler when they're coming to Chicago next. But it is complicated by the fact that Dave and Alex just had their whole fucking thing where she leaves them at the altar. And so, like, they're trying to, like, figure out how to make this thing work. And they have to figure it out because Penny is madly in love with Tommy, their electric fiddle player.
Yeah.
to the point where she believes that a song called Jenny that he wrote is about her. Because you take the J, you flip it around, you close the loop.
It's a P, baby.
It's a P, baby. And so she's like, they go to the show and, you know, whatever, like drama resolves with Alex and Dave. And who cares? Because that's the whole show is a lesson in learning that you don't care what Alex and Dave are up to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Except that you secretly want Dave and Penny to be Endgame, but they won't be because the show will be canceled.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I wanted them to be Endgame so freaking bad. Anywho.
Well, we never got there. But so Penny spends the whole time like trying to get backstage, trying to like get Tommy's attention.
Because they had like an assignation in the past, right? Didn't they like make out or something?
Yeah, she like traveled with them from Chicago to Kenosha. They like drank beers and like, you know, looked up at the stars and whatever. And she's like, and the song Jenny is about me. So, you know, she like keeps trying to get back there and Ian Roberts is playing a security guard, won't let her past. And like she does actually have like a second with Tommy and he's like, I don't know you. It's brutal. It's brutal.
Those fucking fiddle players, man.
Those fucking electric fiddle players, man. You can't they're gonna break your heart. But then so Max, who's been like shit talking Penny the whole time, being like, that song's not about you, you're an idiot. That's just kind of their relationship.
Yeah.
Max like sneaks his way backstage. And is like dressing down each of the members of Barefoot Peddler to be like, I bought your solo album and no one bought your solo album. And, you know, like, why did you say in this issue of Japanese Tiger Beat that the best night you ever had was with a girl named Penny in Kenosha? You know, he ends up like getting kicked out too. And like, there's a whole thing where like Tommy does admit that like the song Jenny is about Penny. And he's like, hey, we are, Kenosha's our next stop. Like, we could relive the past. And Penny is like, no, you know what? Like, you're gross. You're going to Kenosha. And like, he mentioned that he's like married or something, right? So she's like, fuck all of this. I don't need this anymore. But I just, and at some point, both she and Max get tased by Ian Roberts as they're trying to like sneak backstage. And just the Penny Max relationship. Mm-hmm. Is like the truest on that show.
Yeah, it is.
And I just want them to be friends forever and be obsessive about this band with an electric fiddle player.
I think they will be friends forever.
I think they will be friends forever.
I love their adventures. Like, their adventures are always the ones I'm most excited about. I like the episode where they keep drinking that like NyQuil shit so that they don't text
the
person.
Yeah, their SOs.
Yeah.
Noche Tussin, I think is what it's called.
They're so amazing. I love them together.
They're so good.
Just like little best friends.
Yeah.
Best friends.
Sweeties.
And they're also like the ones most likely to get into adventures that are like borderline supernatural.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, everyone else is grounded in reality and they're like, we refuse reality.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a good one. Aw, I want to rewatch again.
The show's so good.
It's so good.
Mogi, you got a violin
chip?
Yeah,
I had trouble because I don't think I romanticized the violin enough. But then I remembered the movie Finding You, where the main character, Finley, is a violinist, but she's told she doesn't have enough soul.
Huh.
She's in college. And they're told, like, you don't play with enough passion.
Soulful instrument.
Yeah. And they're like, you don't have enough soul. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to go. I have family in Ireland. I'm going to go do a semester abroad in Ireland. And she's on the plane and she's sitting next to this really hunky guy.
Mm.
And they have like a meet cute kind of. And he's like, I'll look you up. And she discovers on this trip that he's an actor in like a Game of Thrones type show that shoots in Ireland. And he's like, well, maybe I'll see you. And she's like, I'm never going to see you again. Bye.
Yeah.
Of course, he's staying at the B&B that her family runs.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
So they can't get apart from each other, but they don't really want to get apart from each other.
No, why would
they? And he takes her to like these little pubs and there's like fiddlers. And so he puts her on the spot to be a little fiddler. And so she fiddles and she's like, oh, my God, this is where my passion is. But then they have drama. Like, can they be together because he's famous and she's not famous? Mm. And he like doesn't really want. He's very private about, like, doesn't want people to know that they're dating. And she's like, well, is that because you're, like, not into me?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm protecting you because tabloids suck. Okay, and I have to admit at this point, I haven't seen the whole movie. I've only seen the trailer.
Oh, my God!
But it looks cute, and I ship it.
That is very cute. And I ship it, too.
I ship it, too.
Same.
There is something about... I feel like if you have any Irish blood in you, the second you hear one of those freaky little fiddles going, you want to fucking dance.
You dance.
I go crazy when I hear those fiddles.
Have you been to Ireland?
No, I think I would want to be living there forever if I went.
I think I would go and it would be hard to come home.
Yeah.
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 You walking us through the plot of what you have seen
Finding
in this
you.
Movie, which is to say the trailer.
The trailer. I can't believe it.
Made me realize that I should have shipped fucking Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that's
wait,
about
what's the
fucking...
Wait, what's the ship?
The central relationship that is...
That is not a ship! That is heartbreaking!
Do they play fiddles?
Yeah, so the Brendan Gleeson character plays violin.
Colin, you've not seen it?
I've not seen it yet either.
Colin,
I have to watch sad things in my home.
No,
why?
It's so funny.
It's okay, it's sad, but it's also fucked up in an interesting way. So I feel like the fucked upness you would get into.
I do like fucked upness.
I think...
Yeah,
I mean, it is. Yeah, it's not.
It's a story of like two grown men ending their friendship, or one grown man who wants to end the friendship and the other one who refuses to let the friendship go in a very like not like I'm going to fight for you or your attention or your love kind of way, but just in a like a we're still friends. Like, of course we're still friends.
OK, the thing I know most about this movie and my favorite thing so far is that the American audience did not realize that this movie takes place in like 1910 and people in Ireland being very offended on the internet about that.
I didn't know it was a period piece.
They
to be
talk
honest.
About the Great War.
I haven't seen the movie. That's
oh,
the thing.
Okay.
I only saw part of it.
Okay.
They're talking about Iraq.
Yeah. They're talking about Operation Desert Storm.
No, I'm not going to spoil anything, okay? But I just want to like tease one thing that the Brendan Gleeson character says in like an effort to get Colin Farrell's character to stop hanging out with
him.
Oh,
I know about this.
Right. That he says, like, every time that you like don't leave me alone, I'm going to chop off one of my fingers, which is going to make it hard for me to play violin.
Like, Jesus. And he really stopped being friends with Colin Farrell. One of his reasons was so he could spend time on his art.
Yeah.
Which is fiddling and music.
So like... Do any fingers get chopped off?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know yet either.
I know.
Yeah, you guys know.
Also, great donkey in that movie.
Great donkey.
Donkey.
And the sister is really good. Like, there's only like four characters and they're all really well performed and really good.
Oh, and that one guy who always plays a freak.
Oh, yeah.
He's very good at playing a freak.
Yeah. He's
he's
part of my ship from Eternals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Barry Keoghan.
Barry Keoghan.
Yeah.
Barry Keoghan. Love him. Very good freak player. Is he a freak in this?
Yeah, he's a dull boy.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Great.
He's great.
What's your favorite version of him being a freak? What's that one? Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Mm-hmm.
He's good in that as a freak.
Mm.
How is... I don't know that movie.
By the same guy who did The Lobster.
Oh, okay.
So it's like that vibe.
Yeah.
It has like one of the most tense moments ever in a movie I've experienced. Wait, have you guys seen it? Have you seen it? Have you seen it? The part where he's spinning around with the gun and shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. That sounds... Yeah, all right.
You guys should watch it. You guys should watch it. I think you would... I'm trying to tell... I think you would like it. I'm trying to see
I love
if you,
The Lobster. The Lobster's
I
incredible.
I loved The Lobster. I saw The Lobster right after a breakup alone at the Los Feliz 3. It was great.
I remember talking to you about that after it happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.